What's going on, guys? Welcome to FPT Podcast. Episode number 91, recorded live on August 5th, 2016. Just 7 days away from my birthday.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy week birthday.
John, yeah. What are you going to do?
Just sit.
Turn a year older?
Yeah. I'll be 23 years old.
Fuck, you're old. You're just like Dr. Pepper flavors.
I'm 23, son of a bitch.
I'm pretty sure there's 27 unique flavors in Dr. Pepper.
Googling. No,
it's 23. It's definitely 23. Betting $20 on it right now.
Well, if you're that confident, then
23 flavors to Dr. Pepper.
How did you know that, Lucas?
You should have bet
$23. Because it says it on the freaking label.
I knew that too.
You should have bet $23.
No,
you missed an opportunity.
I'm not saying that it's not on the label. I'm asking you, Lucas, how you knew that, because there's not a Dr. Pepper sitting in front of you, is it? Is there?
Nope. This is full throttle.
John, but I saw that too.
It's just common knowledge, man.
Why aren't you judging me?
It was 27 then.
Because you're a fucking idiot.
That's not like common enough.
Well, 2 out of 4 people here knew it. That considers common.
I don't even like Dr. Pepper.
Fuck off, Jordan.
I think
he's saying that he knew that despite the fact that he doesn't even like it.
There you go. Yeah. So that's 3 out of 4. So
sure.
So never mind.
I'm John. With me, I have the full crew back together. Brian Shoup, everybody.
Wow.
Oh my god. Oh my god. It's bad. And then there's Lucas.
There's me.
Looking spiffy as ever. Nice shirt.
Oh, thanks.
And then, of course, Jordan Byrne.
I'm back.
Jordan Byrne.
Jordan Byrne and the Band of Fishies.
I'm back, right? Was I not here last week?
No. Well, none of us were here.
None of us were.
We didn't even have a pood.
You were gone. Brian was gone, and I was packing stuff or something. And
probably you weren't doing anything.
So basically I was just sitting in front of my computer for an hour. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
John?
Lucas, do you think you could do a podcast by yourself?
It'd be very different than what most people would be used to if it was just
me. I think I could.
What would you even talk about, Brian?
Anything and everything.
Do you want to accept a challenge and do the podcast by yourself next week?
Talk for an hour?
Yeah. Do you think you could do it?
I really do. I think I could actually talk for an hour about the Byrne show. I think I could do it.
Dude, last Monday when we did a binge podcast, it was only 35 minutes. And that was for 3 of us.
Okay.
That's different though. Binge, I couldn't just talk about anything.
That's true.
If I could just talk about anything, I can go on for a while.
Okay, then here's what we're gonna do. This is my pledge. This week. And don't doubt me on this. Okay. I'm going to land a sponsor. And we'll have a prize. We'll have like a $100, $200 prize. For the next 4 weeks, after I like surefire land a sponsor for it, then we'll each do a podcast by ourselves and the audience can pick a winner. And the winner gets the money.
Hmm. I'm not okay with this.
You're not okay with this? For monies?
I'll do it.
I'm not doing a podcast by myself.
Lucas?
I will do it.
Right. Well, if we were to do this, I mean, this wouldn't have to take 4 weeks. It'd just basically just be, what, like, each person can just, like, it could be one day after the other?
I mean, I guess so, yeah.
Because, I mean, that'll speed things up.
That's
true. It would. I think that'd be.
I mean, that would be a really boring 4 weeks potentially.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm afraid that if I put money on board, that like, well, I'll have this like nice, you know, podcast. Like, I would probably do a Q&A that because that's easy content. And then fucking Brian will come out of nowhere with like a goddamn light show, or he's on Wheel of Fortune or something crazy.
I was already going through ideas, actually.
I could imagine that happening.
You're going to have Bob Barker on or something? Yeah.
If we were to do this, we would have to make sure that none of us knew what each other was doing.
True, yeah. It had to be a secret. We'll see. Audience, what do you think? Let us know if this is something we should try this.
Yes.
I think it sounds fun.
Yes.
For sure. Lucas.
How was your week?
I just realized I'm out of kazoos.
Thank God. Good.
What?
I know. I'm out of kazoos.
Sounds like I need to send you more. Give me your new
sounds
address.
Like you do. Brian, how's that make you feel?
About, please don't. Can you not?
It's the best investment of a lifetime.
Okay,
and
here
now
we go.
I get to do it again.
I'm going to do a Twitter poll right now.
For all the viewers watching.
No, just for people on Twitter. Should Jordan send me a shit ton of kazoos again?
Yes.
Poll. Yes.
Thank you for walking us through it. Exactly what to, like, put, you know, touch on and everything.
Oh, shit. And then, yes, and
right
then...
Right there, that was a solid 8 seconds of silence.
Brian,
yeah.
This is natural conversation.
Is that what that is?
Should Jordan send me a shit ton of kazoos again? Yes or no? Please no.
At least I have two Twitter accounts to vote yes on, at least, so...
Well, fuck, we lost.
Okay. The poll is now sent out, and I will check it at the end of the podcast. Brian, I hope they say yes, and I get a bunch of kazoos.
Kazoozles?
Kazoozles.
For some kazoozic.
For more kazoozic.
It's not even a poll.
What?
You didn't make it a poll.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
That's not working for me. Whatever. I'll fix it later.
It's working for me.
Okay.
In my Twitter feed, someone said, "Where do I find your show?" I fucking wonder where, if you just look. God damn it. Anyway, Lucas Siprin, how was your week?
Well, as far as my week's going, right now I just voted on all three accounts I have access to and voted no.
Oh, I love it.
It's like so the election. It's that. Rigged.
So, start off the week, helping John move in a bit. That was great.
Oh, yeah, I did move in, didn't I?
Yep.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, there was a bunch of people there, so that was cool. It was almost like a welcome party type deal. Like, hey, this is your house.
No, it's more like my friends got looped in to help move shit and got nothing in return.
No. Your friends and Brian. Don't lump me in with those people.
You're not my friend?
No.
Well, fine.
Those people.
Friends.
Yeah.
They're called friends.
So what's that make Brian?
Not friend.
Oh, okay.
Acquaintance.
There's already 12 votes on the poll.
I just tweeted 67% telling everybody to vote no on it.
Great.
Yes.
It's looking good, Jordan.
Yep.
We'll see how it plays out at the end.
Fucking God.
I'm so happy. So happy.
I'm going to go to your house and fucking burn them.
No, Brian.
Why would you burn my money like that? That's not fair.
You're burning your money sending John kazoos.
No, Brian, no, he's not.
I'm gifting.
I'll pay you for them, and then I'll burn them.
Well, okay, then I'll just buy more again. And then you I'll keep paying me.
Yeah.
I like this.
It's about the experience, guys. It's about
take the money out of John's wallet.
I don't have any money in my wallet.
Why is this?
I don't carry cash.
John, how was your week?
My week was good.
The extent of my week, so yeah.
I'm in a new location, as you can see. I am staying with a friend on their couch, and they gave me this. This is the couch. I'm on their couch. That's what I'm sitting on right now. And yeah, moving in was hard because I had to put all my shit under the couch. Basically, I'm renting a couch. Is what I'm saying. And this is the room that the couch is in.
I call bullshit.
It has three floors. It's a big ass couch.
You know, it's unique. It's a cool couch. Good props to my friend on the couch.
How about that?
Yeah. No, it's moved. I made this decision, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, and now it's a thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it sounds about right. And this is the new office-ish, studio-ish thing. I did a little mini tour on Instagram stories.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
You sell out?
That's a new thing. That's a new thing. Instagram stories came out this week, and it's okay. It's okay. I got more views on Instagram stories than I've ever gotten on Snapchat. But I think that's just because I've been on Instagram longer.
Yeah.
And I never post on there. Like, I never post on Instagram ever. Are any of you guys, like, Instagram users? Like, big Instagram users?
No. Not big, but I use it occasionally.
I just recently got into Twitter, actually.
This is true. I always open Instagram. Like, every day I open it. I just don't post on it.
Yeah.
Which I probably should, but I don't know.
I prefer Instagram over Twitter.
Really?
Over Facebook, because you said?
I'm more of Twitter. A picture.
Oh, Twitter? Picture person. Oh. So you cut out as soon as you said Twitter.
Twitter.
I like Twitter. Well, I think I only like it because I have been getting a lot more followers recently. And I treat that like a video game.
You treat that like a video game?
Yeah, it feels like I'm like leveling up or whatever.
This is after almost
5 years?
4 years of trying to get you into Twitter.
No.
Yeah.
No, I've had my account since 2011.
No, but I mean like actively trying to get you into Twitter.
Right.
Since like Front Page Tech became a thing.
Yeah.
Which, but, 3.5 years.
Oh, the poll is closing in, by the way. 52% to 48.
Oh, no.
Oh, well. Yes to no.
Lucas is sitting over here making bot accounts.
Oh, my God.
No, I only had access to three, so.
Oh. 54 to 46.
It's neck and neck.
This is going to be close. God
neck and neck.
Yeah, Brian. I think how many do I have now? I almost have 800, I want to say, followers.
I have, yeah, I have about 800.
753. I'm happy with that.
That's
wow, you've gotten quite a bit.
Yeah, if you round up, Brian.
If I round up pretty heavily, yeah.
I have about that many.
You got about 20,000, John.
It's more, actually.
You legitimately just humble bragged right there.
Yeah, of course I did.
You were seriously hoping that someone would mention how many Twitter followers you actually have.
No, I'm not hoping for anyone to do it because I'll do it.
You led me into it by saying, I have 800.
No, I'll do it. So yeah, the new house is good. Is it
20,000 followers good, John?
I'd say, yeah. I'd say it's pretty good. 20 some thousand followers good. The office is much bigger than before. And, the only downside I've had is it's upstairs and it's hot up here. So,
cause it's upstairs.
Cause it is upstairs. It has central air, but it is upstairs and it is hot. So, there's another air conditioner in the window,
but it's very quiet, right?
The air conditioner?
No, being upstairs, being like in upstairs and.
I'd say like the whole house is pretty quiet, which is shocking compared to like my neighbors.
I noticed.
Shout out to my neighbors if you're watching. They all like everyone has asked me because okay, my neighbors. If you're watching, you're not. There's no way. Are all very interesting. I'm sure they are very lovely people. Almost every house on my street is a duplex. And there used to be a tree in my front yard and it fell. This house used to be a duplex and they had to like redo half of it. And so now it's not a duplex, it's a whole house. And now everyone asks me every time they see me, number one, I'm new and they're being polite and saying, "Hi, how are you? Who are you?" And then the next question is always, "So what do you do? What is your job?"
Stripper?
That's a hard thing to explain.
Just say every time. Videos.
I make, Brian, then the first reaction is, oh, porn?
It is.
Then you just say yes.
Yes. I'm. What would be my
Why
porn
do you have
surname?
To, it's like, no, I do this thing called Front Page Tech and run through the whole thing. You can just tell them whatever you want to tell them.
I just hand them one of my shitty, poorly cropped business cards.
So you give these random humans a business card.
I mean, it doesn't have my fucking phone number on it. They already know where I live.
It just sounds like you're making it more difficult to explain than it actually is.
Why? They could just Google it and see what it is. then I don't have to explain it. It's like a, little cheat code. It's now their problem.
I guess you give the average person more credit than I do.
Why?
They'd be like, yeah, it's just online videos, not porn.
Yeah, and just, don't worry, it's not porn.
And be like, what do you do? And then just get off that fucking topic.
Yeah. No, it's nice. I still have some work to do in here. I still have like more acoustic foam. I bought the same brand Jordan has because he said he liked it, so I purchased it. And I just need like a lot more of it. But that's about it. That's about it. Jordan, how's your new house?
It's great.
That's good.
Moved in January.
It's been good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
It's been a good 7 months. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad. Yeah. Your neighbor's good.
Yeah. The lady upstairs is quiet, which is nice. It's just her.
Is she hot?
Her dog runs around a lot sometimes. She's got like a little dog. I don't know. It looks like a Shih Tzu. It's not really a Shih Tzu. It's this weird name. I'll never remember it. No, it's even weirder than that. But it looks like a Shih Tzu.
It's a Cookie Monster dog.
Sure. Shaquille O'Neal?
Hang on.
It just runs back and forth every once in a while. But it's like, since it's a small dog, it's not very loud. So I'm okay with that.
Fuck. That is not what I expected to come up.
What did you do?
I looked up Cookie Monster dog on Google.
Oh, no.
Just the dumbest shit come up.
Of course. Well, I mean, yeah.
Was it Cookie Monster photoshopped as a dog?
No. I don't know why.
Because that's what I found.
No, yeah, I found actual dogs like wearing Cookie Monster costumes. That's hilarious. Because they placed the googly eyes directly over the dog's real eyes. Here's a picture.
Oh, I got a message. Now I have to see it.
Yeah, you really do.
Ah! I don't like that.
We want cookies.
That's God. That's kind of disturbing, actually. I don't like that.
I love it.
There's some things that have been changing slowly but surely. Number one, you guys
the
noticed.
The show's back.
Yeah, I did a show. That's good.
For once.
Yeah, the show's back. Also, what I really love is, so where I was before, it had central air, but the central air was fucking loud. Even just blowing through the vent, it was like that. So I'd have to turn it off.
I never heard that before.
Yeah, do you want me to do it again?
No.
Okay. I'd have to turn it off and when I was filming, because or else it'd be super loud. Here I can keep the air on, which is lovely. But Velcro jumped on board as the main sponsor. So something that's really cool about them, and I've been talking to them, and I'm going to have them just send you guys a bunch of stuff. Because they earlier, like a few months ago, they sent me Velcro stuff, you know, Velcro brand products. And
like a hat?
They did not send a hat.
Oh,
I'm missing a hat. Still waiting on the hat. But like, they were all products that I've never, ever heard of before. I didn't even know these things existed. And for one, the one wrap roll is like the greatest thing on the planet. Think like a roll of tape, but it's not.
It's Velcro.
It's Velcro, and it's awesome. I pretty much use it on every. You can see it. It's holding up the green. It's hard to point like this. Video watchers, I'm pointing to the Velcro straps that are holding up the green screen, the one wrap roll straps that are like actually holding that up. So it's essentially like it's a roll. You cut it to any size you want, and obviously, since it's a big ass roll, it lasts a while. Of course, I'm out of mine because I've used it on everything. I used all that stuff to like move. Like I just rolled a bunch of stuff up and then just put the one wrap roll around it. So I need to get them to send you guys a bunch of stuff because it's just like,
I would just use it
crazy.
For evil though.
What is, like what?
Wrapping it
around
people's
heads. I'm
going
to make a utility belt for my kazoos.
Fuck.
I'm going to.
Oh,
and
boy.
They're gonna get melted.
I'd use it for a shit ton of cable management because that sounds awesome.
It's just like, so they have basically like one wrap ties, which are, I don't know if I'm allowed to put it this way, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's essentially, think like, what are the...
Hang on.
What?
I'm going to try to find it and give you an idea.
Think zip ties, but reusable. So like zip, these, first of all, they're colorful, whereas zip ties are like black or clear.
Are you talking about something like this, John? Where it's got like a little hole here.
Yes.
And then this like goes through it. Yep. Yeah, I love these.
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of them. So they have.
I don't know if it's like official Velcro brand or not, though.
Yeah, I mean, it looks exactly the same.
And then it like wraps around.
Yeah.
Super nice.
And it's so obviously that's what I'm using zip ties because it's reusable. I've used that on a bunch of stuff too, especially during the move. But I think overall, my favorite product from them is, and I have a lot, they sent me a lot of them, is the one wrap roll because it's just like it's so useful. I use it on anything that comes in multiple colors as well, but I got it in black because black like works with everything all the time. And I've just used it on so many things. Like that's the stand that I got from Brian over there. The green screen just wasn't wide enough to reach the edges of the stand, and it came with clips, but the clips can't reach the stand. And I was just like, huh, I wonder if I can use the one wrap roll on it. And I did, and boom. So if you haven't done, if you like have no idea that these products exist, you need to go take a look at them because number one, they're cheap, affordable, whatever you want to say. And, they're also awesome. So there's that. Also, second thing, Brian and I are working on a new project.
Are we?
One of the first new projects since the beginning of Front Page Tech. Like, what is the last like new thing we started, Brian?
I'm thinking.
FPT Now.
Yeah, FPT Now. Yeah. I was going to say the podcast.
The first one was FPT last now. Year.
FPT Now, but I didn't start that with you.
Well, no, I Lucas created that.
Yeah. Right.
Did we,
with Brian, FPT I don't
now,
know.
FPT Now came after the podcast, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It came out literally this time.
Yeah, I don't
last
know.
Year.
Not much, but this is a big one.
So FPT Now was the last like original show that was created by us. There's going to be a new one. The first one in a very long time. But that's all we're gonna say. But it's I'm so excited to get this.
Can we
off
say
the
anything
ground.
Else?
I think that we could leave it at that.
Well, should we talk about the host at all?
Yeah, it's you.
It's me.
Yeah, it's Brian is going to be hosting the show, whereas I'll be the producer. I'll edit, and Brian's got like it's going to be interesting. Let's just
it's
say that
it's going to be an adventure.
It's something that you guys have been wanting from us, except I always say I'm never going to do it. And I'm not fucking lying. I'm never going to do it. Brian's going to do
it. You haven't told me yet, and I just figured it out by you saying that.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting take on what is currently out there. So,
yeah.
We'll
new Wheel of Fortune.
It's going to be a new Wheel of Fortune. It's going to be a mate. It's going to be huge.
Is that a Donald Trump joke?
No.
Not the Donald Duck joke. He doesn't say that, does he?
What? What? Are you okay?
I was going to try to... which one is the one with the fucked up... Is it Daffy
Porky
Duck
Pig?
Or Donald Duck?
Donald Duck. The one goes...
how'd that go?
That's Donald.
Can you do any other impressions, Brian? Because that was...
I'm Judd.
Clever.
That's all I got.
Clever. You're hilarious.
I know.
So funny. Speaking of original series, tonight we are going to all get together. Well, get together, I mean, this way.
Virtually.
Virtually. And
we're going to virtually fuck with ideas.
Something like that. Okay. We are bringing back Speed Build officially on the Spectrum Swapper channel. So if you want,
we'll
link that down in the description or the show notes, wherever you're watching or listening to this. If you guys don't know what Speed Build is, I feel like this is just a podcast full of updates because we've been gone for so long. Speed Build is a series that Brian and I started a long time ago, a Minecraft series where essentially we build objects like randomly. It's let's say if I'm building something, Brian tells
anything
me on the spot.
Anything from Hitler to Turbo Man.
Yes, those things have been built. Brian tells me on the spot, and then I had no time to plan for it, obviously, and you got 5 minutes to build it, done. And you see, then that's just how it is. Speed build, Minecraft. There you go. That is, we're going to be recording that tonight, right, Lucas?
Yes, sir. Hopefully we're going to have everybody on here. As far as I'm aware, literally everyone, all seven of us are aware of all the plans. So all of us should be there. Yes.
Awesome.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little bit different, a little bit evolved from the last time you saw it. Obviously, it was just Brian and I. I mean, Lucas came in towards the end of the series.
And Lucas was really just a cameraman.
Yeah, well, Lucas started building towards the end.
No, he did in the beginning. That's what I mean. He started off as just a cameraman.
Right. Yeah.
It was crazy.
I was just a bystander for a while.
Jordan would just not even talk.
Yeah, Jordan was there.
Jordan, did you know that you were gonna get dragged into all this?
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say, did you know that, like, or do you remember that we used to have the sponsors just hang out and watch the speed build?
Yeah.
And I was a part of that.
That was great.
Yeah, that was that when we first launched the website, that, like, a lot of people freaked out about that when they were, like, actually in the world when we filmed it. That's when, of course, it was on the main channel and before it just kind of went away. It's been away for a while.
Years.
It's been away for a year.
Yeah, it sounds like that sounds
year.
Right.
It's been away for a year.
It's been away for years.
August 2,
2015. Wow.
Wow.
Year in 3 days.
I believe it was August 2. It was right around right now. Same thing with FPT so now.
Lucas,
that's when
did
that
you just
started.
Guess?
No, I know. Oh. I just know. It was Peter Pan. That was the first one. We had five others recorded and none of them went out because we were like, we're going to concentrate on tech things, which was a good idea. Yeah.
Concentrate on tech things as code for John didn't edit them.
No, that's true. Well, they never made it into Premiere.
Yeah, they never made it into Premiere.
Speaking of, I've been having Premiere issues out the fucking dick.
Oh, here we go. The part of the podcast where we complain about technical issues.
Did you just update?
Premiere?
Yes. Because they had an update today. Which is actually really good that they had the update.
Yeah, I haven't even used it today. But, like, it has been a shit show. Absolute shit show. It just, like, just starting it, it just decides to use all of my RAM all of the time.
You probably need to reinstall or something.
It's just, like, it's, yeah. It's been a pain in the ass. So, Adobe, it's probably not your fault. It's probably mine. So, there's that.
I was going to speak on this, although it's a completely nerdist thing. I mean, it's important for, like, people that edit video, but, like, they did have an update today where they finally added native QuickTime support, which, first of all, if you don't know what that is, you probably don't care, I'm sure. But that's, like, anything if you're going to use, like, transparent video, like, while you're editing.
Wait, they haven't had that?
They haven't had it natively. You've had to install QuickTime manually on your computer. And if you're using Windows for the last 6 months where Apple didn't feel like updating it, and then they said, oh, we're not going to update it anymore. Hope you can survive the security vulnerabilities while you have that.
Right.
Basically. Which was like, thanks, oh, cool. Apple. So, but now you can just uninstall QuickTime and Adobe can just handle it now.
Good job, Adobe. Speaking of security measures and Apple, no more pistol emoji for iOS 10.
What is the point of that?
You know, gun violence and stuff. They want to make it less, because fuck if I know.
So is poop violence okay then?
Yeah, I'm thinking
there's a poop emoji.
I just hope they don't think that, like, if they remove the pistol emoji, that there will be less shootings.
See, there was somebody that commented on the show yesterday about that. And I swear to God, this could have been like the best comic strip in a newspaper if it was like illustrated and everything. Let me see if I can find the.
It's because I said we should replace all pistols with water pistols, like in real life.
Yeah, here it is.
Of course, it was a joke in the show, everybody. It was a joke. Just a joke for the show. Just a joke for the show. You can have
it. What were you going to say, Jordan?
Well, I was just like, Apple, these companies and shit are always just about, like,
like covering their ass.
Well, just like an image to try to promote something, and they're just like they're promoting not using a gun by. I mean, they know not like removing a gun emoji isn't gonna fucking solve the world's problems. Right. But it's the fact that they're like, we're removing this to like show support for X, whatever the hell they actually plan on doing.
It's, right.
I don't know.
It's like, yeah, I can see that because so Unicode, is that the people that created Emoji? I think that's right.
Maybe.
I think you Unicode is, are the people that created Emoji, but they were going to put...
We're looking it up.
Like, so there's... Yep. Emoji is somewhat of a universal language, even though a lot of platforms have their own emoji sets. I mean, we all understand, like, the obviously the different faces... Like, the emoji sets are the same thing, essentially, but they all look a little bit different.
So, I mean, depending on how far back you want to go, emoji were initially used by Japanese mobile operators, NTT Docomo, AU, and SoftBank Mobile, formerly Vodafone.
Okay. But, I mean, right. Like, who has the universal language right now?
It's... I thought it was Unicode.
Yeah, I think
it says it's part of Unicode now, but it's like...
Okay, cool. Anyway,
it's just like a shared standard
throughout, like in the standard, like it would be pushed to multiple platforms. They were going to add a rifle. This was like a while ago, and Apple stepped in and said no, Microsoft stepped in and said no, and I think Google also stepped in and said no, so that didn't happen. And I think it's one of those things where like they are just showing support for something. It's like how like just their regular yellow emojis, like the faces, we're fine. But then there's obviously since been there's been added support for like multiple races. Like you can actually tell the race of an emoji sort of deal. Where it was not like they weren't discriminating by the other emojis. It was just a universal image.
I felt discriminated against. That was an unrealistic expectation of people to think that I could be a yellow skinned person.
It? You were a Simpson?
I was, yeah. It's like, could you imagine if like when the Walmart smiley was still a thing before they got in trouble for copyright. Can you imagine, like, well, where's the white smiley? Or where's the black smiley? Yeah. Like, you fucking
is
kidding
it all, is it only low prices for yellow people? Do you have to be a Simpson?
You have to? Oh, God. Yeah. Like, it's... I hate people.
It definitely got Apple back in the news. And I think there's two sets of people for this. Number one... There's the people that are like, oh, good for you, Apple. This is awesome. And then there's the people that just don't care. I don't think anyone's like, what the fuck, Tim Cook? What the fuck? What's wrong with you? I wanted my pistol. Second Amendment. I don't think the Second Amendment is protected in emoji.
I don't think emojis have rights.
I don't think so either.
That's unfair.
They're not actual people. Isn't
peoples. It? Emoji lives matter. We should start the hashtag.
Oh my God!
Please do not.
Careful with the water you're treading on.
Yeah,
right
I know.
Now.
I'm just gonna go right back to shore if you don't mind.
Just step away from the line slightly.
Yeah. Okay. Let's.
What
check.
Else is in the news? Oh, the McDonald's of the future features touchscreens and free fries.
What?
Probably because all their employees want $15 an hour.
Right. I'm not kidding. That's an actual article that I just saw.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Glad we're going in the right direction.
We can pass over that. I'm sure there's much more important things to talk about.
I'm taking a look at the poll on Twitter. There is now
good.
50 votes.
Well, I just checked that. That was weird.
50 votes. 58% says yes, and 42% says no.
But John, so let me just make you think about something.
I don't need... Brian, the poll...
The poll, yes, you're right. But whenever a poll is this close, you
it's
have to...
It's not close! 50-50 is close. This is not close. This is a clear answer, and the clear answer is yes.
The clear answer would be like 90 and 10, John.
No, whenever you have a close poll like this, you have to acknowledge the minority because there's people who...
Fuck
don't
the minority.
Like
I'm getting my kazoos.
Okay.
The poll says yes. Well, I have a poll if eventually I got to listen to the people that...
John, you're fucking ridiculous. It's 58-42.
What did I say?
You said 50-50 is close. This is not close.
Yeah.
8%.
That's not 50-50.
You're right. There is a winner. What, if it was 51-49?
If this was real, yes would be the president.
My God.
You see?
Well, no, actually, it would depend on how many delegates are on each side.
It has 58%. John, that one has 60%.
John, you're yelling about a Twitter poll about kazoos.
I'm a super delegate for yes, and so therefore it
passed. Super delegate, okay.
Those are real things.
Batcat is a super delegate for yes as well.
Poll. Is that what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the most official form of voting, really.
I am the only.
You clearly can't rig a Twitter poll, Lucas, with your three goddamn accounts.
Clearly not. One of them is yours.
What? Are you logged into my account?
Not what? Your account.
Oh, From Page Tech. I was like, what? When did that happen? Oh, man. Yeah, that's... I'm going to have Lucas just start tweeting and pretend to be me.
That's a dangerous thing. He might make you sound smart.
He might. Maybe that's what I need. Maybe I need to sound smarter, Brian.
Yeah, I'm sure you need a lot of things besides me just tweeting for you.
It's funny, because if you tweeted for John, everyone would immediately know. They'd be like, this isn't what John normally tweets about, farts and dicks. what is this, news? These are opinions and
Brian,
points?
Brian, do you remember back in the day when we would actually tweet the news?
Kind of. Not really.
From the Front Page Tech account, very early on, I'd say for 6 months in, and we probably ended before Front Page Tech was a year old, we would tweet the news.
Huh. I don't really remember that. I remember writing the stories for you to read.
Oh my God, that is a thing.
I still have those saved.
For a few months, Brian would write articles for each episode. So,
and they got posted on the site.
On the website, yeah. It'd be a blog post as well.
No, I actually have it. FPT, April 7th, 2013.
Is it like a full article?
I have it. It's a full article. It's
what are the news stories from then?
Microsoft cutting support for Windows XP next year.
Okay.
California to legalize smartphone maps while driving.
Okay.
It's really boring shit. This is bad. Microsoft rumored to release Google Glass competitor in 2014.
No.
These are... this is a full page. Like, this would, you know... Good Lord.
Listen, I'm not too sure who texted me.
What?
But they said, I will legit send you kazoos right now.
Someone texted you?
Yes.
Wow.
It wasn't me.
I'm waiting for the poll to swing.
Clearly, it wasn't me.
I don't want to show the number. Based on a past conversation, I think it's Derek. Derek must be watching live.
Trying to find. Go back to the poll. I want to see. I'm waiting for the minority to take over swarm over the yes users or the yes voters.
The minority would be the majority.
And we can't allow that.
Where are you, Twitter poll?
I'm sorry, Brian.
Hey, John.
It's not looking good for you. Hey, Jordan.
Remember what I told you I would get for you 2 weeks ago, the last time I was on a podcast? I gave it to you.
Yes, it's behind you.
It is behind me, and you also have the link for it.
Yeah, I can't pull it up, though. I tried.
Why didn't you fucking tell me? I thought you said I pulled it up, Jordan's and I was like, so okay. Mad.
Here.
I mean, I don't care.
I should record it, and we should put it in post.
There you go.
It is like a really fucking... Because I remember...
Oh,
when
Jordan,
you,
can
All
can
right,
you
I wasn't the, talking.
I was going to say, could you put the link in Facebook for all of us to check it out?
When,
I
put
it in Discord chat. For you.
Or chat, too. Yeah, it's even better.
When a couple of weeks ago when you like tested the stream, it was like meh, but right now it's like super HD and like the frame rate's awesome.
Well, I love Twitch.
Well, because, all right, so when I was testing it, I had my webcam hooked up to my laptop out in the living room. And it was streaming locally through my network. And then this computer, my desktop, grabbed the RTMP link and then pushed it to Twitch. So it was like all sorts of fucked up. And it was like 3 frames per second. It was the worst thing ever. So now I actually have like a 25-foot USB cable running in.
Holy shit.
To actually the computer behind me, because it wouldn't work on this one for some reason. So it's plugged in on that one and it's just streaming straight to Twitch from there via wired connection, thankfully. And it's pushing 1080 at 3600 kilobyte per second. And I'm surprised that I'm still able to use Skype.
Yeah, you don't even know your up speed?
I mean, you've just been
guessing.
It's at least like a 5 to 6 megabit up.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
What are you fucking giggling about over there, Lucas?
I'm just thinking about how I'm gonna edit this in. That's all.
Oh God.
Okay.
That fish cam is amazing.
Thanks. It's so clear that in the monitor behind you, it looks like just a little aquarium is behind you. Like it doesn't look like it's on a monitor.
Oh, that's funny.
And for I guess for you to know, the actual aquarium is a 60-gallon. It's 48 inches long. It's 25 inches tall. So that's what you're seeing. I'm surprised how well it fit, like, in that frame.
Yeah.
It's a 16x9.
Mm-hmm.
How are your fishies?
They're good. I bought a couple more since last time we talked. You can actually see the babies. Do you remember me talking about how babies were born
in there? Yeah.
You can see the little black ones floating around. They're into top. They're just kind of floating around the top. They're little baby mollies, and I'm surprised they're all still alive. I thought for sure they were going to die. They made it. I'm really surprised. That means my water chemical is actually pretty decent. Go ahead.
Seeing the stream like reminded me just how pretty fishies are.
Yeah, I'm so happy for them. I mean, and right now, like, they're all still really new and kind of stressed out, so, like, their colors aren't super bright.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. As fish stress out, they kind of lose their color. And when they get fed the right kind of food...
That might be the saddest thing I've ever heard. That when a fish is stressed out, it's darker.
Yeah. And it's just...
It's like a swimming mood ring.
God damn it. Jordan, can you get like... What is like the biggest thing you could put in that fish tank that wouldn't be dangerous to the other fishies?
Probably like a discus fish. Honestly,
I need to Google that.
If you're legit saying something that wouldn't be dangerous to anything else, which pretty much the rule of thumb is you don't want a fish in a tank that another fish can fit in its mouth, because it will inevitably, whether it's aggressive or not,
the fish will just be breathing water and be like,
oh, fuck. Jordan's gonna be so pissed.
Because they'll actually like kind of think it's food. If it's small enough, they'll think it's food and they'll eat it.
It's like when you accidentally swallow a bug and you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
But so it's like, too late.
Discus and freshwater angelfish, I think I'm gonna put in here.
When you said a discus fish, I just imagined a little frisbee with fins.
That's almost kind of what they look like.
Yeah, they look pretty similar, yeah.
They're very thin.
They're more triangular, tall. I wanna say.
Yeah. They're really beautiful, but I have to have a really stable like tank to have them set up, like, because they're really, really sensitive to water changes. So like if I did too big of a water change and the pH changed enough, it would kill it. It sucks. So discus are on like the long term.
I feel like you should have a fish podcast.
Fish cast?
You know so much. I had no idea. That's it. Jordan, fucking get this shit unlocked.
Get it unlocked.
I was going to say.
I honestly wouldn't be surprised if there's a podcast called The Fish Net.
I hope
you should. You should keep. Probably. You should keep that streaming 24/7.
Well, that wouldn't be a podcast.
No. I'm sorry. On Twitch. Just keep the fish cam always going and just see if it gains any traction. I think it was a couple of years ago. There was
I would be kind of pissed if it's just one day Jordan has like just this Twitch stream takes off and there's 100,000 goddamn people watching his fish swim.
I'll consider it more when I actually have some more interesting looking fish in there. Right now it's just real basic. Like when I get angelfish and I'm going to put a German blue ram in there soon, some other like bigger fish. Yeah, it'll actually be cooler to look at.
You can be the aquarium for everyone that can't have an aquarium. They can just put a monitor up in their room.
Yeah,
like and that. Just watch your stream.
Like people like with the you just go to a fireplace website and you can just look at fire.
Yeah,
right. I should actually like film like an hour.
Just
worth
yeah, just stock footage.
John, where is I can't
I just do
are,
that.
Are Twitter polls sorted differently on Twitter? Because I can't find the poll.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Just go to
my account Twitter page.
I don't see it.
It's the first tweet. Refresh.
Refresh.
Well, it's the second
well,
one.
Well, yeah, second. It's under my pinned tweet.
The first tweet I see is the picture you tweeted when you were a senior. So, well, John?
Yeah, it is gone.
Let me see. Maybe the poll closed and it's like, okay, bye forever. See ya.
Dude, did someone fucking report my tweet?
Well, no, but then if I go to my notifications where it says like somebody liked a tweet you were mentioned in, I can go to it and it's there. And it still
you
says
see it?
Yeah, 6337.
Oh wait, I quoted it. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can see it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I see it now. I was going to be now. Pissed if someone fucking Whoa. Reported it.
Mine says this tweet is unavailable.
Yeah, mine says that too.
I'm going to retweet it for you.
Yeah, retweet. See what happens. I'm very curious.
Sorry, that page doesn't exist.
What the fuck?
I mean, I could maybe Dude. I can see it. Maybe I can go to it because I'm like
mentioned.
Yeah.
Can you did you retweet it, Jordan?
Yeah, it's not on my.
I went to I went to look at it too because it's my fucking poll, and it was like this is unavailable. Tap to retry.
Wait, do you remember? This was like a binge thing a month or two ago. I tweeted out a poll. And then I went to look at it live, and it was gone. Like, when we were on air, I was like, where the fuck did the poll go? And you guys were like, oh, maybe, I don't know. Like, Twitter polls, I think, are fucked up.
But I hope it got fucked up, because someone reported it like an asshole. I'm getting my fucking kazoos. You can't just report it away. The poll said yes. Well,
this is like,
I screenshotted it just in case it disappears. Screenshotted it while it's winning.
Lucas,
well, that's cheating.
I didn't do anything, dude. You're doing? No.
The Twitter.
I don't know, Lucas has those dummy accounts. How many? 31? 51?
51. Dude, that'd be crazy if Lucas was sitting here just making accounts.
Every account reporting that tweet.
If I reported the thing, that was the first thing I would have done instead of voting all no's.
I'm pretty sure to report a tweet, like you have to go through this whole thing.
Right, then that's not worth the.
Nope. Yeah, not worth it. So, what do you guys say? We go record a speed build.
That might be a really good idea.
We could.
That's fine, because I got a new graphics card too.
Woo! Woo! And mine's not working. Woo!
I wish I could give you my old one.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
But it's not gonna happen.
Woo! Guys, if this was your first time hanging out. Thanks for hanging out. You can get the audio version everywhere podcasts are available, and the video version is on youtube.com/frontpagetech. This one was just a short one full of updates and stuff. We're back.
We streamed live for our sponsors on a Friday, which is very unusual.
Yeah, it really is. Friday.
We didn't mention that, but whatever.
Yeah, it is. It is Friday. I don't think we've ever done the podcast on Friday before.
Nope.
Probably not.
Pop their own cherries. Follow me on Twitter at John_Prosser. By the time you hear this, listen, watch it, you probably can't vote in my poll, so I'm sorry.
Follow me on Twitter at BShoop with 4 O's. I want to get to 1,000. That'd be exciting. I won't do anything with it, but I want to get to 1,000. It's my own personal achievement, exactly.
At Lucas Cyprian, the thing on the Twitter.
And there you go. And Jordan.
At Jordan0ZERO. I'm still at like 300 followers and I don't care.
And I don't
you care. Can follow at Binge.
At Binge, there you go. Hey, John.
Can I
have the
one.
Closing thoughts?
Oh, God.
Something
guys,
important to say.
Have a good
Just
week. I hope.
End the stream.
I was the one who deleted the Twitter poll. Good night.
Wait, how?